Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Look, right now, any good news is such a tremendous fuel for my fire. We've had bad news, and look, we're doing something that people have begged Nate to do for years. Stick to sports. Just for right now, I'm talking sports. In the sports world, there's been so much disappointment since that wonderful Sunday evening in Miami. We got through the parade. Everything was just fantastic. But then, I mean, you know, Big 12 tournament canceled. That was the last sporting event I was involved with. Get me to go on stage. Like, all right, let's get these fans going for games that are not going to take place. And so it's been just one thing after another that we've missed out on. And I know there's a long way to go. We're going to talk about all the challenges ahead for baseball and basketball and soccer and everything. I get it. There's still a lot more challenges and probably some more bad news ahead of us. But for right now, man, I'm feeling it. I needed some good news in the sports world. And now it's coming rapid fire in back-to-back days on Monday. And I get it. This is just more specifically for me on this show, but there's some people out there that loves the fights. All of a sudden, I'm gifted Jorge Masvidal and Kamaru Usman, a fight that I did not think was going to happen, maybe ever. I didn't know. And then all of a sudden, Gilbert Burns, he's out, Masvidal's in, and I'm going to watch it on Saturday. It's a headline. One of the most anticipated UFC cards by me in a long time. Oh, and then I'm getting little text alerts. Canelo Alvarez will fight September 12th. Opponent to be named soon. Like, this is all happening right now in 24 hours. Then I'm Patrick Mahomes. Signs 12 more years at Kansas City. Like, yeah, bring it on. And I probably know this sounds really... You guys are probably glad that I'm here and you're there. And I get it. That's fine. Because I'm losing my blank right now. It feels good to get excited about things in the sports world. More than one. I'm feeling real good right now. So that's all. Jamie Bloomer, welcome to the show. This is what you're walking into.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it was coming last night.
That's right.
And, I'm excited. I'm excited for him.
Could have been because he was excited about it.
We knew it was coming. I don't think we knew it was coming this soon. or to this degree, man, I was pumped too. I got a bunch of texts. There was a bunch of chains of Facebook messages from Major League Baseball alums and all of us. Like, wow, man, look at you guys in Kansas City with the biggest contract in professional sports history.
I saw somebody on Twitter said that Mahomes is so good at football, he's getting paid like a baseball player.
That's good. I didn't ever.
That is good. I like that one.
I didn't know what the mechanisms meant when I was like, obviously we were all wanting to hear what, you know,
clear
what
the mechanism.
What? Yeah, I know that one. I use that all the time with the kids, but I was like, wow, what's the guaranteed portion of this going to be? Not still 100% sure what is and what isn't, but that remains to be seen.
He's going to get all of it, buddy.
Hey, you know what? Good for him, man. He deserves it. I mean, MVP of the league, Super Bowl champ before 25, never been done before, does everything right off the field. I mean, if somebody in sports deserves it right now. We knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy that it's here. You know, and we've seen firsthand just what an amazing young man he is, and pumped for him. A couple things I was thinking of, and knowing that we weren't going to talk much about baseball today, but I remember being on my back porch when Carlos Delgado got a huge contract with Toronto, and I was just looking it up now. That was 19. He must have signed it in 2000 because the first year in 2001, he got 13.6 and then 19.4. And I remember, oh, man, this is where we're going with major league contracts, that somebody's going to get almost $20 million a year. And that was back in 01, 02. And then shortly after that, whoever was the owner of the Rangers at the time wanted to make the big splash, and that's when they signed A-Rod to the 10-year. 250. I'm like, a quarter of a $1 billion contract?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think I'd ever see it in my lifetime. And then we just doubled that.
Somebody named Bill Jones from CBS 11 last night tweeted out, when A-Rod signed a 10-year, $252 million deal with Texas in 2001, his Rangers teammate Pat Mahomes' five-year-old son, pictured playing catch with A-Rod here, said, hold my juice box. How about that? He was a five-year-old kid.
That's awesome.
Playing catch with A-Rod, who had just gotten signed to a $252 million deal. Little did any of us know. What if you had told A-Rod at that time, by the way, this is a cool contract. That kid you're playing catch with is going to sign for twice that someday.
Double it.
So, isn't that wild?
That is wild. I mean, that's I couldn't believe it at the time. So, 2001, that's what I got to thinking of. Like, wow, man, we're pushing the envelope. And this sport's got a lot of money, and where's it gonna go from here?
You know what is cool though about the NFL, and you have to give the NFL a lot of credit for this. They have constructed a league where it doesn't matter what market size you're in, you can retain the best player in the league if you want to. I mean, you know, if Aaron Rodgers leaves Green Bay, it's because Green Bay doesn't want him anymore.
Yep.
You know, and that's. When Peyton Manning left Indianapolis, it was kind of because they were okay with him leaving Indianapolis. But those guys spent the bulk of their entire careers in the town that they were drafted in middle America, in smaller markets, where you look at that list that Stephen and I were talking about of the highest paid players. And
I saw it last night.
Yeah, and you're talking about guys that live in New York and L.A. for the most part, big markets. And if you want to expand globally, then like the richest guys in the world of soccer and sports like that are living in Barcelona and Paris and places like that. They're not living in Kansas City. But here we are, the richest contract in the world when it comes to a long-term deal is in Kansas City, and that's because of what the NFL has built. You know, they've built their league to a point where every single team has a chance to be a national brand.
You know,
which is pretty cool.
I saw a lot of naysayers. I mean, it's like, well, that's great that you just, you know, locked him up, but now you don't have any money to pay linemen. So how are you going to protect him over the next? You'll figure it out. You know, you've got this contract, and now you've got to know how much money you have to spend. Well, you don't even know yet because you don't even know what the salary cap's going to be going into next year or this year with all this COVID stuff. But you have to get the most important guy on the field locked down first, and then you work to build around that person. There's obviously a huge window of opportunity right now because of who we've got around him. Now, the fate of the league as far as playing this year, you know, kind of hangs in the balance with the COVID thing. And we have an opportunity with all the pieces and parts that we have around him right now to be able to repeat, you know, if not three-peat. I mean, I know that's scary to say, but hopefully we can get this four-peat. COVID thing, whatever, at least one-peat. With him, you know, the next couple years of this.
Here's a fun one. Okay, for 10 years, he's going to be here for another 12, including this coming season, right? That's what the contract says?
12 years.
How many Super Bowls in 12 years? How many would he have to get to not be a disappointment?
You know, you guys said
what's
that
fair to expect? One more is fair to expect?
I think one more is fair to expect.
One or two? Yeah. I agree.
I mean,
you can't say six.
It's so hard
it's
to win a Super Bowl.
Right,
I mean, Aaron Rodgers
three.
Won one. Drew Brees has won one. But, like, it feels like he's going to win three
more,
right?
Or three total?
Three total, two more. But,
yeah.
But he could do more. He could do more.
Oh, absolutely he could. Absolutely. But I'm just.
But that's weird. That's an interesting question. Like, what do I expect?
Right.
I expect one more.
I sit back and expect him to have three Super Bowl championships delivered to the city.
Because
one down, by the way.
Yeah, right. Because, I mean, like, if you look at it, we know what we've known for a long time when we were hoping and praying for the Chiefs to draft a franchise quarterback is that if you have that elite franchise quarterback, your team's going to be relevant every year and have a chance. And we saw Peyton Manning and Tom Brady do it, you know, year after year after year and be in there. Ben Roethlisberger. But we also know that if you look around, Drew Brees has one, right? Aaron Rodgers has one. What did Roethlisberger get, two? He's got two. Beat the Seahawks,
yep.
And beat the Cardinals. So he's got two. Peyton Manning got two. So it's like
John Elway.
Really, but you look. Yeah, two. He won two. I mean, he's been to a bunch.
It's hard to get two.
Yeah, it's hard to get two.
We're talking John Elway is one of the best quarterbacks to ever.
You know
live.
What the hardest one to get is one. The
I first hate
one.
Saying that,
right?
But yeah, that's
he is, and he can't touch Mahomes.
No, he really can't.
I know.
And the thing is, but we also see that Tom Brady has won what, six? You know, so it's like. You've seen that it is also possible to go win a whole bunch of them because we've just watched Tom Brady do it. But then if you look around, you go, man, there's some great quarterbacks that got one.
If you say he's one of the greatest of all time or the greatest of all time, which we all have said, it's not unreasonable to expect him to duplicate the feats of those quarterbacks you just mentioned to win two. But we think he's better, so I'd like three.
Well, Tom Brady should just show the uncanny ability to make – average to maybe above average players around him seem a lot better by raising their game by what he does.
And also as a coach, you can do that to players.
Correct. We have that here. You know what? We're not going to have Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Mecole Hardman and all these guys forever. They're not going to be here for all 12 years. So it remains to be seen on what can Patrick Mahomes do. Obviously, we got a great group around him right now. No-brainer. MVP, Super Bowl champion. What does he have the ability to do when you've got guys without the talent of the guys that we have around here? Can he help those guys elevate their game to the next level? And that was the sustainability with the coach and the quarterback that they did in New England that we hope we can manifest here in Kansas City as well when we don't have all those pieces in place as we do right now. That's why strike while the iron is hot, if you can, because of the pieces that you have around him right now. Heck, let's knock out two of those three within the next 2 years and then see what we can do over the next 10.
It's just like the reason I even threw that out there is because you think about it and like if he quote unquote only wins one more, I feel like a lot of people are going to be disappointed. You know what I mean? Like,
right. And a lot of people will.
Like, you know, because he is so great and because the expectations are so high, but it does like bear repeating that the league is tough to win. There are so many. I mean, the league is. It's like what do they call it in the computer video game world, where like the computer assist, where if your team starts winning by a lot, the computer makes it harder for you.
Sure.
And, you know,
the AI, man.
Yeah, and it's like the league almost does that to you. And with the salary cap situation that we're talking about, they're going to make it. They try to make it harder for you to keep winning. You know, and but I think especially the other thing about it. Is that combination, like Montana, it was like Montana and Walsh. You had an amazing coach and an amazing quarterback. You know, with Brady Belichick, you know, Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame quarterback, and you have that combination here too.
Well, and I laugh too because I remember sitting in this exact seat or that seat over there after the Royals had made it to Game 7 of the World Series and we're on to the next spring and everybody's like, we're just going to win it this year. Like, time out. You know how freaking hard it is to get to Game 7 of the World Series, and people think that we're just going to roll, and then we did.
And then they did.
So,
yeah.
Like, what do we know? Right place, right time, and strike while the iron is hot. Like, unbelievable that within the span of 6 years, 5 years, we've had both. We've had a World Series championship. Now we got a Super Bowl championship. We got the league MVP and probably the most recognizable and biggest contract in sports.
Hey, the only city in the country over the last 7 years to have Super Bowl, World Series, MLS Cup, all three. Only city in the country that's been able to pull that off. It's pretty cool.
Steven, are you all right? Are you breathing?
I'm thinking about the Super Bowl.
I almost texted you last night, but I'm like, the last thing he wants to do is hear from me.
God, it is crazy. Yeah, it is. It's crazy to think that, like, when you put it out that way, Steven, like, that was pretty much the last sporting event we got. Like, that was the last major sporting event that we got.
No doubt about
and
it.
And then everything has been shut down ever since.
It's so weird how we've gotten to this path too. I mean, the path that we've taken to get to this point also, because like I remember like that week, you know, talking about everything that was coming up afterwards. You know what Kansas City was going to be like if the Chiefs won, and I remember we were talking like, boy, the parade is going to be awesome, and just think people are still going to be celebrating. This will be the wildest Big 12 tournament we've ever seen. And then, you know, then we're going to have opening day because we had the song conference. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we jinxed everything. And then And then that was like the same day that Masvidal and Usman got in their shouting match altercation outside of the Radio Row at the Super Bowl. I'm running out there, and then I interviewed both of them, and then I was like, oh, I can't wait. This fight's going to happen like next month. And like it didn't, and now it is. But like all these things that have happened since then, and here we are, July 7th, and we still haven't had another like super meaningful sporting event, at least, you know, for the Kansas City teams. The Royals haven't played. We still haven't seen Mike Matheny coach or manage a game. Sporting KC's on hold. We never got to the Big 12 tournament. It never happened. You know, we don't know when we're going to see anything from the Chiefs as far as, you know, fans being able to watch anything. There's probably not going to be any preseason. It's just wild, man, how it seems like that Super Bowl, it seems like that week was like several years ago to me.
Well,
and I was going to say it seems like that was a different world, and it was a different world. It's how many different things have happened, and how, let's be honest, how lucky we were as sports fans, just specifically as sports fans, that Super Bowl happened. I mean, can you just imagine if everything would have shut down before the Super Bowl and we never saw the Chiefs get there? Because that, you know, timing is everything, right, what they say?
I'm even more disappointed that I didn't get a chance to go to the Super Bowl. We had just finished up fantasy camp out in Arizona, and I know a whole ton of the fantasy camp guys flew from Phoenix to Miami, and I was super jealous. And then to see the fun and listen to the fun that you were having down in Miami, and then obviously to watch the game and go bananas, and then the parade, and then this.
Right.
So, man, I really wished I would have gone, because who knows, we're going to have the opportunity as fans to be able to do that again.
I got it all out of my system that Saturday night. I'm like, I haven't been anywhere since the Super Bowl, and I spent every, you know, I,
you were spent.
Yeah, I was spent. I spent. Everything was spent. Okay, so I want to get shockingly. A few more things I want to say about Patrick Mahomes and this unbelievable deal that has been signed. Here's some interesting facts for you. Eli Manning retired in January with $252.3 million in career earnings. Good God. There's a guy you didn't mention that has two championships,
yep,
two rings.
And a quarter of a billion.
Does that surprise you at all that he made $252 million in career earnings?
I didn't realize that was the number.
Holy,
doesn't surprise me, but
holy.
I guess you play quarterback for that long in New York City and win a couple Super Bowls. No, I guess it doesn't.
Does that surprise? That's the most by any player in NFL history.
That surprises me. Yes.
So the Field Yates suit is out yesterday. He retired with $252.3 million in career earnings, the most by any player in NFL history.
What was Peyton?
But that's a statement like longevity, and you remember.
And also, when he came out, those contracts at the top of the draft were enormous.
Yeah, that's true. You got paid a lot more in that rookie contract.
Yeah, your rookie contracts were massive, massive.
And so I bet you got $50 million.
Probably.
The point he makes is, whew, Patrick Mahomes will now make at least $175 million more than that. Over the next 12 years. Now, and there's going to be others that surpass that, but that's just to give you an idea of that. I would not have guessed Eli Manning as the guy that had the most career earnings in NFL history, but he just retired, and he was in the league forever, and he was played in New York and won a couple of championships. So I guess it makes sense.
If you don't mind me asking, what did Peyton make? That needs to be
Pounders. Google it.
I'll look
that
it up.
That needs to be on a commercial too. Those two are great in commercials, jacking with each other.
Well, yeah, I guarantee. I mean, whatever Peyton made from the Colts and the Broncos compared to what he made in endorsements.
Peyton made $248 million,
and I wonder how much he made in endorsements, like you said.
Oh man,
he probably took up some better deals with Denver to.
Oh,
you know,
he's still
right,
cleaning house and endorsements.
And so is Mahomes going to as well. That's the other thing. Of all those players we were talking about at the top of that list, who's Mike Trout, Canelo, Although Canelo is a commercial making mofo in Mexico, I can tell you that. Canelo and who's the other two? Giancarlo Stanton and
Mike Trout.
Who was the Mike Trout? There's a third baseball player that I can't think of.
There's a Manny Machado.
No.
I was just looking at the list.
Keep saying names. Do you get it? Now I'm looking at it now. Let's see if you get it. Come on.
Well, now we're wouldn't be Albert Pujols.
Top five. Huh?
Top five athletes. So Mahomes.
Bryce Harper.
Oh, Bryce. That's stupid. Oh, yeah, I should have thought
Bryce
of that.
Bryce Harper. But like, who can even compare on that list his marketability and what he's going to make in endorsements? Mike Trout? No, that's his biggest issue. He's not, you know, not Canelo, but not in America, but he. Yeah, he does a lot more in endorsements than Trout. He makes a lot in endorsements, you know. Bryce Harper, no. Stanton, no. I mean, how many people would even, you know, if you saw Stanton?
I think it's a baseball thing. I mean, there's never been a ton of baseball guys doing a bunch of endorsements.
By the way, so I do find this stuff interesting too. Looking at the money, so Canelo, out of all those guys you listed, by far makes the most per year on his deal. You want to guess? You want to guess how much he's making per year on his contract with DAZN?
Oh, probably
$73 million dollars per year.
That's all right.
Lionel Messi makes $80 million per year from Barcelona. But the thing about soccer players is they don't get more than 5-year deals. Like, so you know, you're getting, he's like, I think he's on a 4-year deal.
What's their tax basis over there too?
Well, he got in a lot of trouble for not paying his taxes. Correct. So I don't know how that works. Yeah.
He doesn't know either.
he probably needs to ask that same question. Hey, how the taxes work over here? Anyone
should have asked that question a couple years ago.
Or at any point.
We've got a contact in the USC. His name's Platinum Mike Perry. We think he is. We can have him put together a boy. Now's the time, Jake. If we still have access to that little clip.
But Mahomes' average is going to be
money.
Yeah, Mahomes' average is going to be almost $42 million a year. So per year, almost half of what Messi's making. But because it's a 12-year deal, it's the richest. You don't get like most. In most sports, you don't get 12 years like that.
No.
I mean.
And every 10-year contract in Major League Baseball is an albatross.
Right, right.
Pujols, A-Rod, maybe
Kevin
A-Rod
Brown, was he a 10-year deal? He got that,
Dodgers,
that huge
was the
deal. And
first
that was
big pitcher's
just,
one.
Yeah, and that was an albatross.
And even Trout, it's just the nature of the sport. One guy just can't make that
right.
much of a difference like a quarterback can in the NFL.
Yeah, like I mean,
Mike Trout is Mike Trout could be the best player in baseball history and never sniff a World Series.
Right.
Because so far he has not sniffed a World Series.
Kevin Brown's was 1999, 7 years, 105.
I mean, the thing about the quarterback is that it is like, it's almost, if you have an elite quarterback, it's almost a ticket to the playoffs every year. It's not 100% a ticket to the playoffs every year, but it almost is. I mean, like, when was
I'd
the last
like to
time
have
the
ticket to the playoffs every year?
Like the Packers right. pretty much make the playoffs every year with Aaron Rodgers.
You're a contender every year. You're a contender.
Right? I mean, and we know there have been some years that the Packers have not put much talent around Aaron Rodgers, but they make the playoffs. And
here's a good. So you're talking about playoffs and competing. Adam Schefter reported that starting in 2022. And for 10 years running, Patrick Mahomes has a $1.25 million incentive for winning the AFC Championship and a $1.25 million incentive for winning NFL MVP. That's $25 million of incentives over 10 years, taking the value of the deal from $477 to $503. So every year, $1.25 million to win the championship, $1.25 million to win the MVP. So there's some more description of some of the incentives that are in this. So how many there's a question for each of you, and then we'll break. And this is from 2022 until 2031. So that's when it starts. How many times will Mahomes collect $1.25 million in those 10 years by either winning the AFC Championship or winning NFL MVP?
Either or?
If he every year starting in 2022, he gets $1.25 million. If he does either or both, then that's $2.5 million.
I think
every year, AFC Championship and the NFL MVP.
I'm going to say six total times, either one or the other.
I'm seeing about four AFC Championships. That's where I'd put the over-under. Wow. That's one out of every 3 years. That's being conservative as far as I'm concerned. I think that's where Vegas would set the line. And then for
AFC... He's got to win it, though, to get it.
Yes. Yeah, so I think he's going to make it to 4 Super Bowls out of the next 12 years.
How many MVPs?
Now,
this doesn't start until 2022.
Okay.
So it wouldn't count this year or 2021.
Now, I'd say three Super Bowl appearances in that 10-year span, and then two AFC MVPs. The problem that...
Jacob Pounders.
I like... Bluma's number at 6 is where I'd say over-under would
that's
be.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the number that came right to my head is like 6.
And that's out of the 10
Jake
years.
Gutierrez, leave the control room. I'd like to talk to... In betting insider, Vegas insider, Jake Pounders, set the over-under between 2022 and 2031 on number of MVPs or AFC championship victories.
I think
total.
Six is the number. Total.
Five and a half. You gotta...
Well, five in the hook to get you betting.
Five in the hook to get you to bet.
So what if it was 6.5, you'd bet the under.
Yep.
5.5, you're going over.
Yep. Bluma's got it. Bluma's got the number. 6.
Bluma, you got it, he says.
Way to go.
I'm your new bookie.
Congrats.
Are you?
What do you think of that, Nate?
I'm running away.
Hey. Nothing to bet on. But I'll
hey,
keep
what if
looking
it was 6.5? What if the
Korean
number was
baseball.
6.5, Nate? Would you go over or under?
I mean, if I was betting, I'd go under just because here's one of the reasons I think it's going to be tough for Mahomes. Who won the MVP last year?
How are y'all doing?
What?
Of what? The Super Bowl?
The AFC or whatever. Isn't that what one of them is? NFL MVP. Yeah, who won the NFL MVP last year?
Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Who was the better quarterback?
Regular season?
Yeah.
I mean, Lamar Jackson played more games.
Yeah, Mahomes was hurt, so that was part of it. But I think what I think players start to run into after a while. It's kind of like with Bill Self in the Big 12. They just look for another coach to give the Big 12 Coach of the Year to because they're tired of giving it to him, and it's almost like old hat.
Screwed just because of the numbers.
No, that's true.
And he wasn't going to win it because he got hurt.
Yeah, there was stats.
His numbers weren't going to stack up. I mean, but he plays a full season. I think he. I mean, he's going to challenge 45 touchdowns every year.
Maybe I'll be wrong.
Here's the deal. Lamar Jackson ain't going to do that again. And Mahomes in a full season. I agree with you. They do that sometimes, but he's only won one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there will be seasons when the numbers and the success is just it's overwhelming.
Like, I wonder how many Brady won.
And you can't not give it to him.
Well, and I don't see him having to do the things that he did in his MVP season because we're a more rounded team like he was last year. Well, I mean, obviously I heard a little bit last year, but I don't think he's got to go put up 50 touchdown passes and 10 interceptions and 5,000, 6,000 yards and all that stuff for us to get where we need to be. Yes, that would be great, and if he does, that's an MVP, but I don't think we'll have to do all that.
So Brady's won the Super Bowl 6 times. He's won the NFL MVP 3 times in a 20-year career.
And the AFC Championship
wild?
Game.
Like we're talking about what, to this point, has been the best quarterback in the history of the game with 3 NFL MVPs. It's just, you know.
Peyton Manning's the opposite. He won 2 Super Bowls, but he won 5 NFL MVPs.
And he put up the stats. And, Mahomes, if he stays healthy, he's going to put up stats. I mean, that's one thing. He will put up numbers. And that's what gets you those votes.
KC Credit Union.
So Brady, between the two things, AFC Championship wins and MVPs, he had what, 9?
I mean, gosh, how many Super Bowls has he played in?
Well, he lost a couple Super Bowls, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, so is that 11?
Something like, I think it would be 11, right?
Whew.
That's ridiculous.
Maybe 6 is a little strong.
Yeah, maybe a little low. Bet the over,
well,
baby.
Oh, man.
Manning, if you combine them, 7. Ain't nothing to sneeze at right there.
Yeah, I think 6 is the number.
Well, it was like Peyton Manning was a disappointment in some ways because he put up all these numbers and he couldn't.
It's hard.
He only won 2 while Tom Brady was going at the same time and Roethlisberger. And it'll be interesting to see, like, is Deshaun Watson going to be the guy? Is Lamar Jackson going to be the guy? Like, is there going to be someone to... to compete with on Mahomes' level or close to it for the next 10 years
between,
of his career.
Between now and 2031, there are a bunch of people that we're not even talking about right
now. Oh, yeah.
That are going to challenge him.
Could be Joe Burrow.
Sure.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah, even after that.
Could be a guy that's in college right now.
High school right now.
Yeah.
That comes along. So
that's I don't think Lamar Jackson will have the longevity.
Right.
And I think Deshaun Watson, his problem will be his team and a gentleman by the name of Bill O'Brien, Trader
How
Bill.
How are you doing? How are y'all doing?
And that's why the report's already out there that he wants that money, but he does not want – he wants a far shorter length of contract because and so we'll finish with this. It's also a credit to the situation he's in that he wants to be here for 12 years. Okay,
amen.
He could get paid like that anywhere.
He could have taken a shorter deal.
Name an NFL team that wouldn't be willing to pay him that kind of money. They all would. And I don't care who their quarterback is right now. They'd send his ass down the road and bring in Mahomes if they could. Or they're dummies. So, for Mahomes, when you're and again, I thought it was just perfect timing where the Deshaun Watson Pro Football Talk, you know, sources say that Deshaun Watson does not want anywhere near that type of long-term deal. He wants a short, of course, because he doesn't have the trust in his head coach or GM, because they're both the same guy, or the organization. Nothing like Patrick Mahomes does. So the stability that Clark Hunt offers, what Brett Veach has done, the unbelievable relationship on and off the field with Andy Reid, the fact that he's had a chance to, I mean, I don't think Eric Bieniemy will be here much longer, but he's been here during and been instrumental in the development and helping Patrick Mahomes become what he is. And they put all the talent around him, and they've done, like, that's the other thing you have to look at. The Chiefs have done everything right, like Lewis Riddick was saying. They've done everything right to make him want to be here. You're not going to hear those things with Deshaun Watson. And for good reason, because he should keep his options open. Mahomes knows this is the best place for him to win championships. This is the best place for him and to get treated the way he should by the Chiefs organization.
And to think that I thought we were trading up to get Watson at the time. Did you not think that?
You know, it was.
Be honest.
I did not. It was 50-50 for me of who they were going to take, because there was a lot of heat on Mahomes throughout the day. I just wanted them to take a quarterback, Jamie.
Steven.
But yeah, I think a lot of people thought it was Deshaun Watson. A lot of people wanted it to be Deshaun Watson.
I wouldn't have been upset if we traded up to get Deshaun Watson at the time. Yeah, I don't think anybody kind of knew what. Mahomes, nobody knew. I mean,
but that's why we're not in the draft room. They are.
Right. People in Chiefs camp had an idea. The Chicago Bears obviously didn't know. They saved some money. Good for them.
Everything came together the right way. Everything was handled the right way. And that's why you're not only thrilled for Mahomes and the decision he made, you tip your cap to the organization for making this happen the way it happened. And they've already won a championship.
Were you expecting this to happen now?
Nope.
I don't think so. I don't think anybody was.
No, sir.
Well, and poor Kansas City Royals. We'll transition to the commercial break there. Because there actually was sports news in baseball last night. Just got absolutely buried. That would have been something that we could have been excited about today.
How terrible they are at figuring out how to test?
The schedule came out. We got a schedule.
Yeah, we're going to get to it.
Schedule.
Okay.
Good God.
Sorry.
That's what the
figure
next...
out testing.
No. That's the next segment. The next segment is called Schedule Schmedule. It's on the rundown.
Dang, Blue Bob was trying to be positive about baseball. And you just fart noised on me.
By the way, Jake, answer this and we'll break. To back-to-back text messages, does Mahomes' contract give you confidence Andy Reid will be here as long? And then someone says, how long will Andy Reid coach? Everyone answer that, and then we'll break.
As long as he damn well wants to.
Depends on when they win their next championship.
I do not think Andy will be here for the life of his contract, no.
How old is Andy Reid now?
63, maybe?
Because 62? The thing about Andy Reid is I don't think he wants to be doing anything else. Like, I don't think he's going to be the kind of guy that gets to a finish line and says, all right, that's it, I'm done, I'm ready to retire. I don't think he would
62.
I don't think he would enjoy retirement. I think he enjoys what he's doing. This is a labor of love for him.
I can see him until he's 70 at least.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it wouldn't surprise me to see him for the better part of a decade.
If he can stay healthy, I mean, that's the whole thing for anybody is, you know.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, none of that would surprise me. Yep. None of it would surprise me now, because why wouldn't you? Like you said, he loves it.
Yeah.
And you have Patrick Mahomes and a chance to win Super Bowls. The first one's the hardest one. Just ask him. Now he's got this and everything is in place, and he's got a quarterback that can literally do everything that his unbelievable football mind can dream up. Anything that Andy Reid can dream up for a quarterback to do, for a throw for a quarterback to make, he's got this super quarterback robot that can do it. Anything. That feeling has got to be orgasmic. I'm sorry.
It was too strong.
On that note, let's take a break. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Now it's time for a little segment called Schedule Schmedule with Jamie Bluma. The Royals are on a good list to be on. Easiest strength of schedule through August 6th, based on 2019 records. The Reds have the easiest, then the Cubs, then the Cardinals, then the Kansas City Royals.
Woohoo!
See?
So you can't even... So you're not excited about the schedule coming out, Bluma?
Of course I'm excited about the schedule coming out, but I don't know if we're going to get there.
You're skeptical that it's actually going to happen.
Skeptical is... true.
Royals Indians, July 24th, Friday night. Be there. No, you can't be
there. You can't be there.
It's in Cleveland. And if it was here, you couldn't be there anyway, so there.
So that's I'm trying to do
Royals that. Indians. That's Friday, July 24th. Don't be there.
Friday is that Buck night? Fireworks?
You cannot be there.
At
it's
home.
In Cleveland.
It is Buck night at home. Serve yourself a hot dog
yeah, right.
for a dollar.
It's a 17 days away.
They don't come home until July 31st. You can't go.
Of course, we open with the White Sox at home. We always.
Oh, what did I say yesterday?
Yeah, he did.
Good God,
Steven said that yesterday.
Guess what? It'll rain the night before and the morning of. If we were out selling newspapers or whatever, then
I just 17 days. It's going to be interesting to see.
I hope everybody's been tested by then. To be honest with you,
or at least have the results right. Yeah.
Well, baseball has been. Baseball's tried to point out that the vast majority of their players have been tested and they do have the results back, but not all of them.
So here's the thing on Friday. So I think we all saw that there was 38 positive tests out of 3,100 and whatever.
Yeah.
And so 1.2. That wasn't even all the teams. That was 19 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still light 11 teams on that number.
That's a good percentage, though. That was a nice thing to see. That was positive.
But then where's the total number from... Okay, we just had all 30 teams, X amount of players and staff, and shouldn't we already know that number based on intake for all 30 teams at their summer camp facilities? We don't have that.
Well, I just Buster Olney tweeted out a story this morning that basically this is, according to the article he wrote, and people are going to fill up my mentions. I'm just telling you what the article said that Buster sent. He said, the context for MLB's attempted return, months into the virus crisis, U.S. cities still lack testing capacity. So, I mean, they're sending all theirs to Utah. They did a deal with some company in Utah, and that's where they're sending all their tests to.
If your people show up before 4th of July weekend to actually administer the tests to the California Angels, which did not happen.
Well, how are they supposed to know the 4th of July was right around the corner?
How does that happen? How does Major League Baseball let that happen? That
I think the 1st
happen.
Of July and the 2nd of July is what...
Yeah, but 4th of July falls on a different date every year.
Right.
You never know when it's going to be.
But the 2nd...
No, it actually falls on the same date every year. It's not like Easter.
No.
Right.
So I'm thinking, can you get the sounder, the alert ready, Jake? Because this does relate to baseball, trying to pull this off. What you're talking about, Bluma, for Major League Soccer sent one of their teams home. There you go. Soccer alert. But it is relevant. FC Dallas was sent home yesterday from the bubble in Orlando because they had an outbreak on the team over 10 players. Tested positive. And apparently, the articles coming out from Grant Wall are that the other teams were like, get these guys out of here. Get them out of the bubble. They're kind of mad at them for not doing what they should have to stay virus-free. I don't know if that's fair or not. I don't know what the players did or didn't do. But they're about, my opinion here, they're about to send another team home because it's all kinds of reports coming out this morning that Nashville FC has had at least 5 players test positive.
So I guess
already.
My question is, did they test before they flew down there and then they tested again once they got down there? And then there's been that many more positive tests? That's concerning.
Yes. And the thing, the reason I'm bringing it up is, so they're trying to mess around with the schedule. There's still a handful of teams that haven't gotten down to the bubble yet as of last night. And they got to train. They got to get ready. They're looking at moving back games and trying to rearrange the schedule. But that's like, you just got to move one game.
In the bubble. In the same
in
place.
The bubble.
Major League Baseball's traveling.
And you play a series. You know, you play 3 games against this team, and everybody's playing on the same day, every day. So what happens if, I mean, like in Houston right now, they say that right now, 1 in 4 people are testing positive in the test that they're doing in Houston right now. And the hospital's overwhelmed there. So what, I mean, what if 1 in 4 Houston Astros at some point during this thing test positive? They're living in that community. So if you get, if you have to shut Houston down, what happens to the schedule then?
Right.
Like, how do you adjust a Major League Baseball schedule if 2 teams in that league? And do you really think that, is that far-fetched?
And I don't think anybody knows what that contingency plan is.
Right?
And then another thing, like I see Joey Gallo tested positive.
And I know they got a 60-man taxi squad, so maybe they just do it that way.
He had tested positive, and then he tested negative, and then he tested positive again. So we don't even know the reliability of the test, first of all, isn't 100%.
Right.
Even if it's 99%.
False positives and false negatives, apparently.
Correct. So until, and I said it last week, and I said it 2 weeks ago, until I see a team on the field playing, I don't know if it can happen. This morning before I came in here, I was watching the Korean baseball broadcast. I was telling you this at the break. And there was a gentleman on there talking about Korea, and the advantage that they have over what we have right now is they have testing facilities within miles of each facility that they're playing at.
Each stadium.
So you can go get tested. They get tested, I think, every day, if not every other day, and you get your results back within hours. Not 2 days or 48 hours, but within hours. And they've done it. I mean, Korea's obviously done it as a country. They've done it as a baseball organization. They're allowing some fans, not a ton of fans, but you got baseball going on. I just think that the myriad of different things that can go wrong that have started to go wrong already with Major League Baseball here, just from a testing standpoint, from an intake standpoint, to even get spring training / summer camp started, we failed.
Well, the challenge is tougher here than it is in Korea because we have outbreaks all over the place here, right?
We have people that don't listen.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I'm kind of tired of even trying to fight that fight. You know, it is what it is. But we the numbers
8:30, Nate will admonish all the listeners.
I'm not going to admonish anybody because, like I said, it's a losing battle anyway. But the numbers are what they are. And in Florida, they're looking at over 10,000 cases every day. And in Texas and Arizona, there are thousands of cases every day. And there are teams that play in those communities.
Right.
And the people live in those communities. So it's already a tougher challenge because, as Buster told us in Korea, they're getting less than 100 positive cases in a country of 25 million every day. So it's easier already. Then they already have the better testing organization in the league itself. Major League Baseball would have to be far better than what Korea is doing to have the kind of success you're talking about. And they're far worse right now, it looks like,
right,
in terms of how they're getting the testing done. So it's going to be a challenge. I mean, that's
not
just
optimistic.
The truth. Yeah.
Sorry.
Let's finish the segment on this note. Here's a tweet from Conrad McGorkin.
Oh, boy.
Patrick Mahomes now owns 15% of the Chiefs cap space and 100% of the Broncos' ass. Let's get a round of applause for that tweet from Conrad McGorkin, which is, at least I didn't run the numbers, but I know the second part is indeed accurate. I just got my calculator is smoking, but I have been able to figure out that, yes, indeed, Patrick Mahomes does own 100% of the Denver Broncos' ass. I don't know how that affects the cap, but it's...
I'm excited for him.
Mahomes, I'm excited for Kansas City.
I was excited to talk about it.
Yeah.
We're glad you did.
Absolutely. Apparently more excited than you were to talk about the baseball schedule.
Schedule, schmedule. Yeah. Up next, Gary Lezak with Weather Schmether.
Yeah, that's right. Here. Weather Schmether.
Hey, Bluma, tell people how they can get a hold of you if that's what they'd like to do.
We got home field. We have two locations, one at 2115 East Kansas City Road in Olathe, next to the Furniture Mall of Kansas. We've got 5000 Bannister Road, 435 in Bannister, with coin-operated cages over there. I was over there doing lessons yesterday. Please give us a call, 913-320-4404. It's been fun. I'm driving around all over fishing last night, seeing people playing baseball, and we're figuring it out at the youth level. I don't know if we'll figure it out at the adult level. Oh, well.
That is Mr. Jamie Bluma back after this with Gary Lezak and your weather on WHB.